Hiranyakashipu, the king of demons, wanted to become immortal and the absolute ruler of the entire universe. With this desire, he entered the valley of Mandara mountain and began practicing a severe type of austerity.
Om Brahma Devaya Namaha. 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 Om Brahma Devaya Namaha.
Because of Hiranyakashipu's severe austerities, fire came from his head and spread throughout the sky. Upper and lower planets became extremely hot. The demigods, being disturbed, went to see Lord Brahma.
O Lord Brahma, in order to save the entire humankind, please pacify this king of demons, Hiranyakashipu.
O king of demons, I am very pleased with your austerity. You may now ask for any boon.
Please grant me boon that I should not be killed by any living entity, not to be killed within or outside, not in the day or night, not in ground or sky, not to be killed by any weapon. I should not be killed by any human being, animal or anyone else, living or non-living. I should become supreme in entire universe.
Tatastu.
Hiranyakashipu conquered everyone in the 10 directions and the 3 worlds. He had driven out Indra and began enjoying the life in great luxury at Indralok. All the demigods, except for Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, came under his control and began serving him. Hiranyakashipu had 4 well-qualified sons, of whom the one named Prahlad was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad was always absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna.
My dear son, please tell me what you have learned from your teachers.
I have learned from my spiritual master that all this material life is temporary, and therefore one should go to Vrindavan and take shelter of your authority.
The intelligence of my son is spoiled by my enemy Vishnu. Sant and Amrit.
Yes, my lord.
Take my son to school and teach him the difference between enemies and friends.
Yes, my lord.
Prahlad goes to school, and due to his natural devotion to Lord Krishna, he starts sharing Krishna consciousness with his classmates.
O my dear sons of demons, Narayan is our eternal father. Let us sing his glories.
Hare 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 has been spoiled.
Why are you taking side of the enemy of your father?
Every one of us is eternal servant of God. One who thinks enemy and friends, they cannot achieve God.
You, Prahlad, you're damaging our name and fame.
Let us teach you the path of sense enjoyment, politics, economic development.
Thus, Shannamarak chastised and threatened their disciple, Prahlad, and sufficiently taught him the art of diplomacy and materialistic way of life. They became confident that Prahlad must now have forgotten about Lord Hari. They brought him back to the demonic king Hiranyakashipu.
My dear son, you have heard many things from your teacher. Please repeat it to me.
Hearing and chanting the holy names of the Lord is the perfection of all knowledge.
Is this what you are teaching to him? Oh demons, take this boy away from me. He deserves to be killed. Kill him. Kill him now.
Hiranyakashipu tormented this exalted devotee, although Prahlad was his own son. Various attempts were made by Hiranyakashipu to kill Prahlad, throwing heavy stones to crush him, pushing him from the top of a hill, administering poison.
Prahlad, you are not killed yet. Holika, burn him to ashes.
Okay, my dear brother, I will burn him into ashes.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare. By whose power are you fearless?
Source of my strength is also the source of your strength, Lord Hari.
How can you dare to minimize my value? I shall cut your head from your body. Let me see if your God will come and protect you. Is he in this pillar?
Yes.
Lord Nasimha appeared from the pillar, and as a snake captures a mouse, Lord Nasimhadev captured Hiranyakashipu.
Keep the Lord Brahma's promise intact. Lord has descended with this form of half man and half lion. He is killing you in his lap, which is neither land nor sky. You are benedicted not to die either in the night nor in the day. So this is death time. Lord will not kill you by any weapon. He will rip you apart by his nails only.
Lakshmi ji, we request you to go before the Lord and pacify him.
I have never seen such a wonderful form of the Lord. I cannot approach him right now.
Prahlad, please pacify the Lord.
अद्भुत श्रृंगा दालिता हिरण्यकशिपो अनुभृंगा केशवद्विता नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे
कर कमल वरे नपा अद्भुत श्रृंगा